Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can grasp material and arm themselves with truth in the now necessary battle against the unscientific and diabolic evolution pushers. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. You can sample the first two episodes for free, and believe me, you will be hooked and want to watch the rest of the course. This is a PhD-level course in all facets of the myth that is evolution, including biology, cosmology, and geology. To get your first two episodes free of Foundations Restored, a Catholic perspective on creation, go to crusadechannel.com/Adam. That's crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Back to the comparathy theory. Now, this story is huge. For a couple of things. Number one, it may stop a couple of people from committing Harry Carey. Suicide for the uninitiated. People that may have been going, everything I thought was true is all a lie. Biden actually won. The regime is legit. The regime is not too legit to quit. Yes, I did. Sure did. Not too legit to quit. Secondly, isn't the Attorney General of the United States currently waging an actual jihad against this very self-same investigation that I'm talking about right now? Didn't he dash out to the microphones the week before the Independence Day break? I think it was the Wednesday or Thursday before. We're not going to allow Georgia to change the rules and bring Jim Crow back. Didn't we have regime leader Biden? Maggie, I know you're going to hate me for this, but we didn't play this digital media file yesterday. Didn't regime leader Biden actually go out there and stumble in front of a microphone, put his Bresler 33 flavors ice cream cone down, and didn't he actually say, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes?
It's no longer just about who gets to vote or making it easier for eligible voters to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote. Who gets to count whether or not your vote counted at all?
Well, we now know that some people in Georgia's vote not only did it count, it counted four times. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I'll tell you what's going on here. They're going to find this that this happened. We've got a clip from Tucker Carlson's show last night. By the way, if you're a new listener on the Crusade channel and you want to jump into chat room, which you should, because believe me, the chat room needs you more than you need it. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Thanks to Dr. Torres for getting us started off, the official maple syrup supplier of the Mike Church Show, getting us started off at a $25 hit this morning. Thank you. This is how we do it.
With the song references this morning.
Maggie wants to know why. Why are you singing? I'm happy. Well, I'm happy every day, but. So it's not who votes, it's who gets to count the votes. Now, this to me is not only a vindication that Trump beat Biden, Ossoff and Warnock the Warlock didn't win Senate seats in Georgia. It will also be proven, I believe, that the same thing happened in Philadelphia. Same thing happened in Maricopa County, Arizona. Same thing happened in Detroit, Michigan. And same thing happened in Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, and probably in other places as well. Long story short, Trump beat Biden. I mean, look, we already knew this. We've been telling you this since November the 4th. Hell, we were here on election night. And we basically called it for Trump until the, well, we have to wait till all the votes are in and all the votes are counted. Home star, what a... Here's the operative question, one of the operative questions. Is it going to matter? Does it change the outcome? Now, to me, this could be the most perplexing constitutional question in the history of constitutional questions. What does the Supreme Court now say to a new challenge filed by Trump's lawyers when the Georgia recount is done and the Arizona recount is done? I think if you flip those two to Trump, Biden loses. What does the notorious ACB, beer-swilling libtard in Scalia's clothing, Brett Kavanaugh, and the Gorsuch that stole Christmas, what do they say now to taking the case? Why wouldn't Trump bring one? He'd probably start in... Well, here's what he'd have to do. He'd have to hurdle a Georgia judge, then do a federal judge to appeal, and then to an appellate, and then to a SCOTUS. Or you could go... Now, this is interesting because the Constitution clearly states that original jurisdiction will be given in certain cases. And this may be one of those original jurisdiction cases. What does the notorious ACB do to slither out of this pickle? In all cases affecting ambassadors, the public ministers and councils, and those in which a state shall be a party, the Supreme Court shall have original jurisdiction. So if Trump names the state of Georgia, the state of Arizona, as parties to a suit because there is incontrovertible evidence that he won those states, what does the SCOTUS do? They have original jurisdiction here. Do they take the case? And is there a 6-3 vote in favor of Trump? Or do they deny the case? And if they deny it, now this is where it gets dicey here. But again, I see opportunity where most see failure. If they are, if the case appeals to them or is given to them, I don't see how they turn it down. If the original jurisdiction clause is invoked. If they turn it down, we really then legitimately have a Declaration of Independence style beef with King Biden the First and his regime. And we then legitimately, the world would see the legitimacy of a revolution to either end the Biden regime or just to do like what we want to do is buy Felicia, separate from it. This could be a very interesting summer. Now, what date was it that Mike Lindell said Trump was going to be president? Now, what day? What date? August the 1st. Let me get my handy-dandy iPhone calendar out here. Now, I'm just seeing... Look, I'm thinking out loud here because I'm in the same position as many of you are. I just got this or just learned of this today. So, August the 1st is actually a Sunday. very unlikely that there would be an inauguration on a Sunday. Well, here's the other question. What if the SCOTUS takes the case? You know, we can't take the case. We're on vacation. Well, drag your happy, notorious ACB butt out of whatever fake Catholic resort you're at and get to Mordor and hear the case. Trump could also ask for that to be expedited. Again, you got to have four yay votes on the SCOTUS to expedite. Now, right now,
that happened, and Trump came out the last couple of weeks here and blasted ACB, blasted Kavanaugh. I don't see that happening. I mean, he's created quite a few.
Well, wait a minute. There's supposed to be fair and impartial jurists here.
Oh, please. We know that's not true.
They're supposed to just, we just went in front of the law and the precedent. Okay, notorious ACB. Where do you get precedent from on this one? I can tell you where you'll get it from. Bush versus Gore. There's one other case, happened in 1876. There's one other case where something similar to this came up. I don't believe that the SCOTUS ever returned a complete vote or a complete referendum or set a precedent. Other than that, you could make the appeal to the SCOTUS. But, folks, ladies and gentlemen, we know they always, what have we been saying? They always overreach. I mean, when you think about it, who actually believed that the Democrats, and I keep telling you, these people are not smart.